Okay. In Yuma Tevavam Alf, the sugya begins with Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah, 15 lines from the bottom, has an explanation of how he does the zrikos for the Korban Tamid. My Chabur is going to hopefully try to explain his shita and more broadly other shitas of how they would do the zrikos for the Korban Ola Tamid, how they did the zrikos in the Beis HaMikdash, and which way the Mekabel Hadam would walk towards the Mizbeach to the zrikos, and how that worked, why it was mutter. That's what I'm going to begin with. So it says, Tani Allah Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah Meshana B'Tamid, Balo L'Kerem Mizrachim Tzfonis, Notem Mizrachim Tzfonis, and Maravid Jeromid, Notem Maravid Acha Jeromid. So he, instead of everybody else, usually have two zrikos by an ola, by an asher, by a shlamim. Everything besides most korbanos besides the chatas have two, which is four. It's learned from a combination of the pasuk zarku and saviv has to be on all the sides, but it's only zarku, so it should have been one. So it comes out two, which is four. But he's meshana b'tamid Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah, and it comes out with three zrikos. And how does he learn that? The Gemara says, "My time in Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Chadavei Rabbi Yana Amar Kras Sir Chatas Sir Izim Sorry Echal Chatas Ladonai Al Olas Atamid Yasavinisko." From the pasuk by Rosh Chodesh, it says, "Al Olas Atamid" must mean to compare the Chatas and the Tamid. The Gemara just makes the Ha'ara, just correct in the Pesukim that it, by all the other Chatas, it says. It doesn't say the word al, it has asher, it has lichatas, it has some other conjunction word. It doesn't use the word al. It's a strange word to use between the two korbanos. So it tries to mean that there must be a comparison. There's one other one that it does appear, I think it's by Shabbos, it also has al, but there it's only between, not a chatas, it's between the ola, musafin, and the tamidim, and maybe there actually is some connection between them, as Rebbe mentioned in the beginning of the year, and I saw the Rokeach quotes his father such a thing that there's shnei lechem, so there's shnei korbanos of tamidim in musafim. We just double up the musafim just like we double up the chalas in the man every day. Says the Gemara. So what's pshat? It's we compare the two. So therefore, olahiv amar rachman aviv b'maisachatas. We have to have not two, which is four, like every other ola. We have a chatas mixed into the ola korban, and we come out with three. So instead of doing the first zrika on the corner. The first zrika on the corner, that stays. The second zrika that we do on the corner comes out, and we split up into two sides. Okay? And the Gevur Sari and Lakutei Halachas just point out, this is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel and Zvachim, how every time you did two, which is four, did you do it, come in gam, or you did notin v'achar kach notin, did you do two times, you placed the blood, or sprinkled the blood, or rather, did come in gam, you did some sort of X or Chi on both sides. So this Gemara, Grocery says, the Gemara must be following the Shita that it's come in Gam, but the Likutei Halacha says it could be the other Shita would be Moda, that Bidyavid works. It's a discussion, but basically, that's not my topic today. Basically, you did three Zrikos, and that's what's going on for Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah. And now, the Gemara describes more about Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah's Shita over here, about why we don't have some of the zrikas on the bottom of the Mizbeach, some on the top of the Mizbeach. The Gemara says we never find that it's split up, it's impossible. So basically we have to do three zrikos, just like we do an ola, start with the regular ola, and then we continue with the last zrika. Instead of doing it two, which is four, we split up into two different things. On the next Dom, and this is the heart of the topic I really want to talk about, is the ordering of these zrikos. The second line, this is one side point, why do I decide to split up the second of the zrikas, split up the first? And where it says, no, you should say, why don't we split it up the other way? See, it says the Gemara, kim ola, he called him a resha. The identity of the korban is still an ola. It's absolutely an ola. It's a hekesh in the pasuk. It can't be motivide pshuto more than the actual pasuk. So definitely it's going to be an ola first and primarily. It has some identity of a chata, so we give it some sort of zrika. The Gorsari has some discussion as we go forward. How much of a chata do we want to make it into? But he basically comes out, the Gemara here, and on the Amud Aleph, says you cannot make it fully into a chatas. That would violate the pasuk of the ola. It absolutely is an ola, and a hekesh only could add to something, can't totally change it. So he says one chino is good, not two chinoim, that's his lishonos. But over here the Gemara says, first thing first, it has to be an ola. So now here's the part that the Tosa is going to key into, and I'll get the pictures, I'll hopefully explain what this is talking about. My shno diayim mizrachas vonit, amaravid deromit. Why do I first go to the northeast corner and then to the southwest? Why do I do that? Native Jerome Mizrach of Elhadar Sfoni Maravit. Why don't I go to the southeast first and then go to the northwest? Says the Gemara, no, Amri Ola to Una Yesod. There's no, and you need a Yesod when you do a Ola. As we said, the identity of this Korban actually is an Ola, so it's impossible to make it totally not an Ola. And therefore, the Karen Jerome Mizrachit is unfit for this because Lo Havila Yesod in the Gemara in Zvachim, or we had it earlier, because the Shechina only rested in a certain area where Binyamin's Chelek was, so there was no Yesod, and Yehuda's Chelek continued up to the Mizbeach, so there was no Yesod on this corner. It was unfit for the Ola. The question I want to address on this first question of the Gemara is, why did the Gemara think that we should do it on the, all the way in, first to begin with, in the southeast corner? Why did the Gemara ask to do that? So, and why, another question more generally, is the Gemara asking in Yuma to have Vav HaMeviz and not in Masachat Tamid or in Zvachim, Nezim HaKoman, where this question should have belonged? This sugya does not, the similar sugyas do not appear anywhere else when discussing the Korban, when discussing the Korban Tamid or the Korban Ola, for that matter, in other places. It talks about the Yesod, that's very true, but it doesn't discuss this point of why we decide to go to this corner first. So hopefully we'll try to address that. Why is it here and not anywhere else? It could be that the Gemara decided to flesh it out over here, but it's actually true in other areas as well. That's an option. I'm just suggesting the placement in Shas may be indicative of something. So Rashi takes the approach of the first question. He says, let's see. I'll have to wait to the Rashi till we get to the next piece. And I'll do two. So let me just finish the second question, then I'll put the Rashi in with the second question. Rashi says, the Gemara says, and one more question. Maishna di'ay bereisha mizrachat tzvonis. Why do I decide to go with the northeast corner first? V'hadar maravit dromit. Neite bereisha maravit dromit. V'hadar mizrachat tzvonis. Why don't we just flip-flop and do southwest and then northeast as opposed to northeast first? The Gemara says you can't do that. Kivin damar mar kol pinachat tapono le'adarch yamin lemezrach bereisha hu paga. Since you have to go right, so then you're going to be pogeya first. You're going to hit first the corner in the northeast. That's the first one you're going to have to do. So that's the Gemara's two questions. The same questions I asked before about why is it only here, not in general, and why is it the Gemara thought that we should switch around the order. So Rashi says, Bereisha hu paga, he says something I think that's fundamental. Oh, hold on. There were a lot of Rashis on this. I didn't go through each one, but I'll say it as I go with the Rashi, Bereisha hu paga, which is the end of this piece. Kasha'ala bekevesh, so when you're going up the ramp, upon aliyamin, pogeh bekerem is rakadoramis. He says you're going to go up the ramp, so the first one you get to on your right is the southeast corner. There's no corner there. So obviously you have to keep going. You're going to continue to walk, circle. First you get to the northeast. That's the corner you do first. And now he addresses the problem. I was just describing something going on the ramp, which makes a lot of sense if you're talking about a korban chatas, the only korban behema that you do lamala michuta sikra. However, for all the other korbanos, not only could you do it on the floor, you have to do it on the floor. From the Ritzpah, it's a Torah Kohanim that says it must be, it's only kosher al gabe a Ritzpah. So you do the zrikas from the floor up to the first half of the Chuda Sikra. Avagad amatan dam ena ola bekevish da al Ritzpah omeid vekli b'yado. Aren't you standing on the floor? So what am I talking about doing it on from the kevesh and making a right up the kevesh? So Rashi addresses the Vizorik lemerchok, dechti vizarku. And that's the Torah Kohanim says Vizarku means it has to be from the floor. He says, don't worry, since we find in other areas by the Chatas, this is how we, the mode of our travel is up the Kevesh, and then we first hit the southeast corner to begin with, so that's the same method that we have to put ourselves in when we're discussing every other Korban. And then we turn right, which is going to be to the east. The same way we function over by Echatas, we have to apply to everywhere else. The same methodology we're going to apply everywhere else. Even though technically the Mizrikos do not end up in the same spot, they end up on the bottom. You still start in that spot. And Rashi gives a little bit of a hint to his suggestion of where he got this big chiddush from. Shupanav shel mizbeach kepetach knisa rabbi. That's the opening door to this mizbeach, is the kevesh. You cannot go anywhere straying to from where the kevesh begins. This is where you always start your zrikos. So just a tiny quick picture about this, but this is better for all shas. This is how they did the zrikos every single day for achatas. They would go around. This would be always considered right, just because it's Hanukkah, and we're going to get mention it later. The Pashup Shat Rashi and Zvachim on Samach Beis, Amid Beis, I have a bunch of these makoros in the packet. I don't remember if I even put this one in. Rashi, Samach Beis, has Kishat Makiv Shum Pnea, Makiv Shum Davar, Panecha Elov, when you're encircling something and you're facing towards the middle, Vata Sovim, Mitzav Olamarov, Yamincha Ata Holi. He says, the Iker key words in Rashi is panav elecha. Why it's panav elav? You're facing towards elav, towards the mizbeach. That's why it's called the right. The reason that going around the mizbeach every day of the year is called going right is very pashut according to Rashi, because you're facing, you're walking around the mizbeach the entire time as you're going up the kevesh and making the first right, and then you walk your way around the mizbeach. You're going to continue going right as long as you're facing inward towards the mizbeach. The person standing in the east, going around now to go towards the north, is going to be, if he's facing towards the middle of the mizbeach, his right hand will be telling him to go north around the mizbeach. That's the way Rashi two times, if many times is mashma like this, but one time in Zvachim Mufurish, and in Shavuos yesterday's Daf Yomi on Tevav and Aleph about the pasuk in Nechemiah about how they did the kiddush of the ears Mufurish. All the Achronim quote this. The Avka Rochel Chuvus Rabbi Yosef Cairo quotes this Rashi in Zvachim and the Rashi in Shavuos, and he makes the sushal and he says, that's pshat. The Levush and others in Rami Pano don't say like that, but the Rami Pano says, come on, you tell me that the Kohanim were always clutching the middle of the Mizbeach. That's how blind people walk. They walk with the holding something along the as they're walking. He said, that's not Kavadik, it's not Mashal Gedul, it doesn't make any sense. Rather, they walked normally, boldly around the Sovev, and actually were not facing inward. But as long as you started going right, then the rest goes right. That's Hishita. It's against Rashi, against Tosfos, against a lot of Shitas, but the Ravush had such a Shita. But that's not what I'm really going to work with so much. It doesn't change. It doesn't affect what we're saying over here. So for Rashi, I think the pshat is why the Gemara suggested coming back to the first question, why did the Gemara suggest going to the southeast corner to begin with? It's very obvious. Because if you were to start from the Kevesh, where you'd always start every day of the year, even though you're not actually going up the ramp, but where you were to have gone up the ramp, so it's very obvious, that's the Gemara's first question. Start with that corner, because that's where the Kevesh is. That's you're starting where you're walking, even though it's an Ola. That's very obvious. The second question in the Gemara is, why don't you go first to the south? Why don't you go to the southwest corner first? So that is not quite as obvious, but that is at least more explainable, according to Rashi, than we'll see other Shitas. Because since you're going up the Kevesh to begin with, until the Gemara tells us about the rule, Kolpinos, Shatapona, the Gemara can entertain the idea that maybe you should go up the Kevesh and go to the first closest corner possible, and then go to the left, as opposed to have to go to the much further corner that's going to be if you were to go right. And the Gemara says, no, you still have to go right. That's the way that the Suya comes out for Rashi. Okay? The Rabbeinu Hananel is, before I get anywhere else, this Shita is not a lone Shita of Rashi. I think this is also a Shita's Rabbeinu Hananel as well. Maybe, I'm not going to read everything inside, but since this one's really on the page, I think I'll read some of it. I don't know if I can find the exact. Harein mefarshim shtei kushers ka'achan. We have two, he says, the two questions of the Gemara here are really addressing a similar point. Lama mazim mekerem mizrachot tzfonis. Why do I start with the northeast corner? Hayelo lahazo b'tchilo mekerem mizdromi mizrachot mishum dekad salik b'kevesh. When I'm going up the ramp, opponent derang yam in the mizrach, but he kerem pagu b'rechit. Since if I were to go up the kevesh, it would come out to be on my right. It would be the first corner I would hit if I was going right. Derech Yamin, so it comes out that there would be the first corner. So that's why the Gemara first asked its question. Umeshani, Amaylo, Madi, Bekarim, Dorom, Mizrach, Mishum, De Ola, Toni, Yisod. The Gemara says, that's just impossible. You can't do it on the corner. It's just not a fit. It doesn't have a Yisod to begin with. Okay. Karim, Dorom, Mizrach, Lo, Havi, Yisod, Im, Yachel, Bekarim, Dorom, Mizrach, Tzor, Lashlim, Tzor, Maravah, Lo, Yedomim, Nishpacham, Al, Yisod, El, Bekarim, Maravi, Dorom. He seems to introduce a new factor in this line. Is, additionally, the Gemara never mentioned, there would also be another problem you would encounter had you started with the northeast corner, that would be that you'd end up in the south. If you had started in the southeast corner, you'd have to end up in the northwest, and there you'd have to do the shirayim, and that's not plausible because then you're going to spill the shirayim on the far corner where there's no shittim to be spilled there. And the Mishnah Midos says we never spill out lo yadam and nishpacham al yisod elo b'karam rabbi dromas. The Mishnah Midos did non midos per gimel yisod ayim ha'alach b'nei kol safon b'nei kol marv v'ocha b'darim am ha'achad b'mizrach am ha'achad b'karam rabbi dromas ayim ben nekavim command ben chodmim is like two naturals dakim shadamim nitanim al yisod marabi yisod deromi v'kevish b'mizrach namizbeach hayel darim amizbeach. And we know the Kavish was in the south, very good. Did not hail the drum, was back. Ama al Rachav Tazayan, Ama of Kisha'olam in a Kavish, the Mizbech, Ponadar Yamin, Yamino, the Mizrach. When you're going to turn, Beresha Pagabahu, Bekaren, Dromi Mizrachid, Visham Loyachol Azopo, Deha Lepe Yasod, okay, as we described, Kedamrinon, Vikim to Avar Le, Kipag Beresha, Bekaren Mizrachid Svona. So he explains that's the whole, he says, he doesn't even address so much the question answer of the second piece of the Gemara, but he says, I'm going to explain Shtei Kushas Ka'achat, but it seems that you would explain that the Gemara was unaware almost, it was asking, leave out the question of Kolpinos, if you're not concerned with going right, so then it's a very valid question, why don't you go to the first available corner on the Kavish that does have a Yesod, you'd go left, and the Gemara says, no, that's not possible because you have to go right. Okay, Tosfos, this is where the question gets a little harder, and then hopefully then we'll open up and we'll ask questions and we'll try to work on the topic that is not mefurish in so many sources, and this is where I'm going to try to hopefully, Zadishmai, explain something. Tosfos native, the two Tosfos, the first one says, I'm going to try to say more outside so we can understand it more conceptually, the Tosfos addressing the first question of the Gemara where it says, you should start the Drom in Mizrachit, he says, why would I have thought to start there? Dumi the Chantas. You should not start there because we want to mimic a Chantas. If we are talking about Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah Shita, who's talking about the oldest Tamid, Asher Olas Tamid, this Korban Tamid that has some identity as an Ola, but takes factors similar to a Chantas, so we want to have a similarity that you should, just like the Chantas starts the Drom in Mizrachit, so to the Ola, according to Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah, should start in that corner. Otherwise, the words Dumir Chatas aren't so necessary, but that, we'll see further. I think that's the way to read Tosis. The Kisha Allah Bekavesh, Balo Karen, Dromi Mizrachi, Tchila. Fine, so that's what he says, why we should start over there. He says, however, aren't I standing all the way in the north? So it's not going to ever be a question that I should have started in the southeast corner. Why should I don't get that corner in the beginning? So why is the Gemara even asking the question? Couldn't the Gemara have addressed its problem very simply by saying, that's not the first corner you hit. You have to go to the corner you're pogea first. So the Gemara, so Tosa says, the Gemara could not have suggested that. It says, the last point is, didn't feel like saying this answer just because it had a different answer up its sleeve. That's the second piece of Tosa. But the first answer is more fundamental, he says, because Kolpinos. We have an operating principle, you always go to the right, and that would disallow going to the corner that seems to be the closest corner and the northeast corner that we actually need to be doing Zrikas on. But since that corner would involve me going to the left, I'm not allowed to go there. Here's quickly a picture from this. This is all from the Masifta, but pictures of how this would operate according to Tosis. This question of Tosis is asking, why wouldn't I just go straight to the northeast corner and make my... From Safon, I would go over here and then come over there. How come the Gemara even suggested doing this corner? That's very difficult. So it says the Gemara, it says Tosas. Sorry, Rabbi. Place it in a more efficient manner. So the Gemara is suggesting it should go in this corner. Tosas says, that's very difficult. Why would we do it in this corner? It doesn't belong here to begin with. So Tosas says, and rather, why wouldn't you just come to the closest corner? Tosas says, no, you have to go to the Yamin, you always have to go Yamin, so that's why the Gemara couldn't have suggested your Pogea first, that corner. Here's one more picture, I tried making it clear with that little clip art guy. His right hand, he's the Shochet, he's the Mekabal Dam, he's facing right, he's showing you which way is the right hand. the Tosfos telling you have to go around, you're not allowed to go to the northeast corner. One more Tosfos that I think spells out the point that Tosfos learning the sugya as related to a chatas. The next Tosfos, he starts a similar way. Neidei Bereisha, the second question of the Gemara was, why don't we do it on the Maravit Dromit? Why don't I first go to that corner? He says, well, why would I have thought to even possibly go to the left? What was my thought doing this? As the Tosfos, because I want to have Baya Maisa Chatas, I want to have similarity to the Chatas here. So since I can't go to the place which just doesn't have a Yesod, so maybe I should go to the first corner, which has a Yesod and similar to the Chatas. It'll mimic the Chatas in with respect to having gone to the one that's Samuch to the Kevesh. That's the suggestion of Tosfos, that Samuch l'Kevesh doesn't seem to be a factor in Shas, but it's local to Rishon Yesh Mitzvah. We want it to be Samuch l'Kevesh, just like it's Chatas is Samuch l'Kevesh, this should also have been Samuch l'Kevesh. And so that the Gemara says, no, you have to go Kol Pinos, you have to go to the right, that's not an available option. Tosfos asks something incredible. He says, but practically, he says, but then in the end of the day, besides with the Gemara's question, we have to address a different question, is how does it actually happen? This is the question I really want to address for the rest of the time. How does it work that you do this Shechita B'Safon and you end up going to the northeast corner first? It seems totally not to go with the principles that the Gemara set down for us as going right. So says the Tosfos, actually you have to make an Okimta, Rishon Yesh Mitzvah held that you could do the Shechita anywhere in the north, including beyond, even east of the Mizbeach, so it comes out, you're doing the Shechita all the way towards the east, which is right next to the northeast corner, so that's obviously the corner you're first going to hit. That's the corner that you do it first. And he says, Rupogam, Yad, you hit that corner, and that's why you do that corner first, and therefore everything works very well. That's why you did northeast and then southwest. The question that, when I read this Tosfos, immediately hit me was very difficult. That's a nice okipta for this one sugya. But what's going to be with the Olas Tamid, which it's Mefurish in Tamid, where they did the Shechita, was Besafon on the Tabaos, on the Tabas, the most west Tabad of the second row back. That's what they did. So it would be connected the Yom, that the sun rises in the east. So they wanted to connect that. They got it in the first most west corner, and then the Tamid Shobain Arbayim, they do it in the most east spot. But these are the Tabaos, as we had a little bit later in the first parak, that the Tabaos are right south, right north of they were just north of the Mizbah. So the person would actually be standing, should be standing right around here. How in the world is it going to happen that what Tosfos says, according to the principles that he's working with, how is it going to come out that you're doing the first Zrika on the northeast corner? Just using this picture, my question should be, I think, apparent, that is the Shechita of the Talmud was always on that corner. So Tosfos Maskana was the only reason that we're going to the northeast is because you did the Shechita over here. But if we're going to start over there, I don't see any reason why we should go back to the northeast corner. According to Tosfos rules, that you have to go to the first corner that's fit for the Zrikos, and you have to go to your right. So Lechora. So this third corner is not really right because there's. It's going to come out that the second Shtayim Shein Arba is going to come out where there's no Yisod, and Meduik Tosfos doesn't even address that corner. He doesn't even Ola Al Cheshbon. That should have been the first Zrika, but let me do this one first, and then come out to do this corner second. The northeast should have been second as opposed to first. That's my question on Tosfos. That's obviously not true, that we should start with the Maravis Doromis and then the Zrachisonis, because the Mishnayos and Tamid and Zvachim are Mefurish. How you do it, we say it every day, and Tosfos knew that, and yet he's saying, and Okim to hear that'll work out, that's why you could start in the northeast, but according to the rules he set out, it should never turn out that you start in the northeast, and that can't possibly be true. That's the question that I'm trying to address on this Tosfos. If anybody has any questions, any point there, if it's not being clear, I'll try to explain it more clearly. Okay, if it's Bashit, awesome. So, this question is not just my question. The Rabbi Kieger's Mitzayin, the Gilin Shasta, the Marachash, his Tshuva's Torah Chaim, in his Tshuva's his Marach very much about this topic. In the 1500s, the popular topic was Kol Pinos, because everybody decided to talk about it by Hanukkah and by everything else. And the Levush, the Talmud of the Ramah, is one of them who took a strong stance on it against the Shulchan Aruch and against the Ma'aril and Trumas Hadesh, and that there you light Hanukkah candles left to right. So the Be'er Sheva, the Talmud of the Levush, attacked him, and many others did the same. But the Marasha and others, included in that was the Torah Chaim. He also lived right around that time, in the 1600s. He wrote about the same topic. He's Ma'arich a few pages, showing from the same Rashi's that Rav Yosef Karo did in Zvachim and others, that he said, they make the funny line is in the Be'er Sheva, he says, I never thought I'd read the Pasuk. It says, Lo yasurim mir adavar, yamin is small, asher tagidu l'cha, that Rashi says, I feel like yamin is small, small shul yamin. I never thought that Rashi would ever come to be. It never made any sense. The rabbis would tell me to go to left is right and right is left. He said, but tak, it happened. My Rebbe, the Levush, said was left is right and right is left. He made a mistake, and he shows why he thinks so. But the Marachash is dealing with the same question. Against earlier, the Marami Pano was one that... So the Torah Chaim decided to also write on this topic in the 1600s, trying to show the opinion that the Shulchan Aruch took was correct, and you should go from left to right. So the Torah Chaim, in there, he addresses our sugya in Yuman. He says, Akasha on our Tosos, exactly what I asked. And he leaves it as Sarchian on the Tosos. And the Mikdash David, David Rappaport on Kachim, he writes the same exact Kasha. He says, Sarchian Gadol, this Mitzvah Yashiv, this Kasha on Tosos. If anybody has any answers, I'm all ears, I'd be love to hear. I'm going to try to suggest a few of my own, and we'll see if any of them sound to be correct. I don't know, and Mir Tashem, Sheikh's going to come and explain to us this difficulty, which I think is a difficulty with Tosas. If it's not my kash, at least was the Mikdash David, Sarachi and Gadol. So his question, hopefully we'll try to give an answer to. One other thought, I saw the Lakuta Halach of Chafetz Chaim on Tamid, when he's writing down the halachas about how to do the Korban Tamid, he says, Mefurish, that you first do the Shlita in the Safon, and then you walk back originally to the northeast corner. He's not using he's obviously paskening basically according to the Tosas, the Rush, and many other Shitas, not Rashi Shita, they always had to walk around to the Keter. According to Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel and the Meiri, and a few Rishonim, you always walked around the Kevesh. That well, the Lakutei Halacha doesn't work, but Lakutei Halacha says, and I'm going to try to explain why you go to that corner first, more, and it doesn't violate any of my principles. I'll explain that more in the Zevach Toda, but there's unfortunately no Zevach Toda printed on that Perek and Tamid, and both editions I tried finding it, it's lost. It was lost, it was never printed, whatever it was. So we'll have to ask Amir Tashem when Mashiach comes. I asked the Chafetz Chaim what he thought the answer to this question was. But for now, I wanted to address, how could it be? Yes.
Sorry, just to clarify. Saying that you always have to start from the...
Pnei Mizbech, the Petach Habayim.
And Tosas was saying not like that, because
they didn't say...
Right, they're not saying you go to the front.
Yeah, every piece... The question I'm most medayik it from is the last question. He says, if you're going to go in the north... If you're going to start in the north, then how? The last question he says, then how? Ishachet al yarech mizbech sfona pogei bereisha derech yamin lekerem aravi drumin. Well, if you're going to start in the north, isn't the first corner you're going to hit the southwest corner? Now, that's not a question according to Rashi. According to Rashi, you have to set yourself up. You have to orient yourself. Get yourself set with the GPS in one spot before you can even discuss which way to go. And for Tosas, that's a very bothersome question because he doesn't believe Rashi. I saw Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Mefarshin Tamid, the Meiri, all say, like Rashi, they go to the Kevesh. The Rashash is the only one I saw ask the question. He said, Minayin Lecha, there's no Makor, he looked in Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, there's no source that said such a thing that you go to the Kevesh to begin your Zrikos. That's by the Chatas. But there's no reason you should have to do that here, and he doesn't understand why Rashi says something like that. I had a suggestion, just before we go into Tosas more in Rashi, a suggestion that there's the Gemara in Zvachim Sadi Ched learned we make a hekesh between all the korbanos one to another for many halachas. It says zos toras ha'ola achatas ha'shlam ve'ashram. In the end of parshat tzav, it says compare the pair of them. And for many dinim, for example, it says achatas mekash bebalua, and that din that says in the Torah by achatas applies to other korbanos. Pigel, it's written by shlam, applies to the others. And many of the halachas over there are compared, shared between one and another. It doesn't mean everything, but it means certain things that are mafurish one place and not mafurish somewhere else. We extend one to the other, so it's possible. Maybe Rashi invented something, but Rashi said, based on the yisod that we have by Chatas, that this is a Panam is Be'ach, this is the Kevesh, you start right there, that applies throughout the other Korbanos. I saw something similar in a Chazon Ish on Daf Yuma, in Daf Nunchet, when he talks about the power of Aaron, and we'll come back to this Gemara, the power of Aaron, the power of Davar Shasi, where he says, the Zrikos that we do, the order, the methodology we use for the power of Davar Shasi, that same method of making a circle is going to follow the rules that the motivation for those for that method from Par of Aaron, and we apply whatever we find by Parshal Aaron to Par Ham Davar Shezibur, even though all the rules will not be relevant to Par Ham Davar Shezibur, because those two Parham Nisrafim were compared. So I'm not really, that's not my main Indian, but I think that's a possibility. Okay, so the first of the five. I have five ideas maybe how to suggest Mir Tashem to try to address the Sarachiyin Gadol. The question we can have of the Mikdash David's question on the Tosos, exactly what he was talking about. The first answer, this to me seems so obvious, it's strange no one said it, but maybe a very obvious answer maybe why people didn't say, is the Mishnah Talmud says, the Mekamel Hadan, it says that there was somebody who accepted the blood right after the person did the Shechita. And he is the one who did the zrika we have on Chaf Hei Mabez in Yuma, that they made a based on the Faisos, the Mekabel was the same person who did the zrika, and we didn't want the person who did Shechita to do the Kabbalah, not because it's physically impossible, Tosfos Yerushalmi says it's possible to do, but like the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur, but rather as a gezeira. We don't want to end up that the Tzar who is doing Shechita to end up doing Kabbalah and be Chayev Misa for that. So we have somebody else do the Kabbalah usually, at least for the... Usually there's going to be somebody else doing the Kabbalah. So it may depend on where the Mekabel is standing compared to the Shochet. The Mishnah Talmud says that the... I put it somewhere here in the pack. The Mishnah has that the animal was facing the Darom, its head was towards the south, its face was towards the west, and the Shochet was also in the direction, it was also standing further east of the Korban, facing towards the west. Everybody's face usually was always Kavadik, and maybe it's a din, you always have to be facing the Heichel. So that's the Shochet was facing the Heichel. It doesn't say where the Mekabel was standing. Obviously, he couldn't be standing on top of the Shochet. So my suggestion was maybe he'll stand, if he stood, his back to the Mizbeach, with it. This way, his left hand will be towards the Heichel, somewhat facing the Heichel, and he'll be standing right next to the Shochet. This guy is the butcher, is upside down. He's doing the Shochet, he's doing the Kabbalah Sadam, so it's going to come out that his right hand is mamish going towards the northeast corner. That would be, now it's possible he had his back to the Heichel and he was standing here, and then his right hand may be closer to this side, or it could have been standing all the way over here, and then it would come out exactly like Tosus, and then his right hand would be going towards the west. So my thought is, why didn't the Rishonim or Achronim say such an idea? Is probably because there's no halacha about where the Mekabel could stand. He could stand wherever in the world he would like. It's not written anywhere, so there's no reason to assume he's supposed to stand in some place. And if my answer is premised that every single day of the year, the factor that was motivating the whole organization of the Zrikas Adam was riding on the fact that the Mekabel would be in the right position, that's very strange that nor in Chazal anybody mentioned that. So probably it's not a great answer, but that's just a suggestion, a weak suggestion, but a suggestion. Yes, Eliron, did you? Yeah. Sorry, didn't. Okay. Okay. The more meaty answers are coming. That was like a technical, fun one, I thought, but here's the more meatier one, the more interesting one. The first one was from, based on the Rabbeinu Chananel, that he mentioned as an aside, though it's not anywhere in the Gemara, that we want to make sure to fulfill the Mishnah Midos, that you should make sure to spill the Shirayim on the southwest corner where the Shittim were. And this is actually implied also on the Rush in Tamid. He, like, is the one Rishon that somewhat hints to address the question. This is for anybody who has that packet of the Makoros, second page. Rosh and Tamid Laman Amabez. Mashem Madchil Bekerem Mizrach HaTzfonos. Why do we bother to start every day of the Tamid in the northeast corner? Lefishu Makom L'Shchita. We'll come back to that. It's the Makom by the Shchita. We'll have to see what that means. Makom L'Shchita. The Gam Messiah Bekerem Maravi Deromit Lefi Shashari Adam Nitana Besamachlo Al Yisod Deromit. We want to end up in the Maravi Deromit. I think the two half of the sentence are connected. The Vav is most of the Linyan Rishon, but not just that, because otherwise it's really unnecessary to mention Shirayim are ending up by the Shittim. It's nice that they end up there, but he wouldn't mention that, I think, if it's just, it's true it ended up that way, because once you have one reason why it should start in the northeast corner, then it's perforce going to have to be, you're going to use the southwest corner. You always have to have Shtayim Chein Arba. You always have to get the four walls. So there's no, to mention that the motivation we want to end up over here for the Shittim obviously seems to contribute to the reason why we're starting in the northeast. That's what Vigam, I think, means. He gave one reason, I'm going to give another reason. And also, otherwise, it's just sort of unnecessary to mention. It's true, you're going to end up there, but it's a mission that you end up there. You don't need to tell me it, other than if it's trying to explain that halacha. That's what I think Rabbi Elchanan is saying. And I know Shirayim are not ma'akev, but there are still mitzvah min haTorah. And it could be a further suggestion. A mission in the Gemara in Sukkah says it was from Sheshimei Breishis, the spot where the Shittim were made were already dug from the days of Sheshimei Breishis, And the Makom Mizbech was also Al Pinavi, was also Makom Mechuvah Ma'od, is possible. Hashem's giving us a hint. Make sure your Karbanos end up in that corner. A very old hint that we should always start in the northeast and end up by the southwest. That's potentially part of this Rabbeinu Hananel. Why didn't the Gemara suggest it? Together with some, if I'm going with the Tosas, I think the Mahalach I might take, which I suggested before, which I hinted to before, is that Tosas learns our Gemara's questions are very local to Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah, as he starts both Tosas. We wanted to go in the, first we wanted to start in the southeast corner was only because we wanted to be the first corner that the Chatas is done, so to this one should mimic the Ola that has some identity, like a Chat, should mimic the Chatas. And the same thing with the one that's Samach LaKevesh, the second question of the Gemara, is also to mimic the Chatas. Those are Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah ideas, but it wouldn't actually apply to regular, to every other Shita about how they did the Korban Ola, Tamid. So it doesn't actually bother me why the Gemara didn't suggest the Shittim, according to him, because maybe these are more important factors, Shirayim, at the end of the day, are not the Ikar Mechaper, the Zrikas are Mechaper, so if we have more important factors, according to Shimon Ish Mitzvah, that should have identity like a Chatas, those could trump the Shittim. I think, bottom line, the second approach of the Shittim is possible. I think maybe that's an idea. Maybe Rabbeinu Hananel meant, maybe the Rosh meant. But bottom line, I'm not so excited because Shirayim are not ma'akev, and to say that I'm going to change all the Zrikos because of the Shittim, interesting, it's strange. And second, there's a different thing which to me would knock this down, is that there's really no adifos in the mitzvah of Shirayim where it ends up. This Yisod, you have to do Shirayim on the Yisod, and it has to be besamach to the last Zrika. You couldn't have done the fourth corner and come back to the second corner and then come back to the fourth corner. But that's a Gemara in Zachim, but besamach to where you finish the Zrikas, but there's no reason why it shouldn't be kosher along the entire Yisod, and it shouldn't make any difference. Even if it's not a din in the Shirayim, it should have to end up there. I'll say more about that, sir. Yeah.
Tosis is saying something else anyway, right?
What is he saying?
Tosis is saying, move them up a Shchita, right?
Yes, that is what he's saying. He's saying, don't do it here. Do it here.
Right, so anything about the Shittim is not going to help to answer your question, because your question is an information, it's a contradiction of information. The Mishnah Thomas is one thing, Tosis is saying a different thing, right? So you can say a Svara, why it would be different, but then the information though is contradictory, right? But it's not going to help for Tosis.
I think I think there is a contradiction. That's why there's a question here, yes, right, of information. But I'm suggesting, leave out any of my five approaches, any particular answer one way or the other. I think the biggest piece I'm saying, that to explain, to say any of the answers I'm going to say, I'm learning that Tosos means that these questions are unique to Rav Shimon Ish Mitzpah. And if you don't learn like Rav Shimon Ish Mitzpah, Tosos would have given up some of his principles. Not all of them. He has to learn Kolpinos and Emavirin. You have to hold of certain principles, but the exact questions of the Gemara I wouldn't have. The first two lines of both Tosos.
The first one, the last question of Tosos. That's what you're trying to figure out, right?
Yes.
Right. Tosos says you move them up and now. He's talking about the Korban Tamid, right?
Yes, this is Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah, Mishana B'Tamid.
So are you saying it's Machlokes Shimon Ish Mitzvah and the Mishnayos and Tamid?
Yeah, he's Mishana B'Tamid. He does not agree with Mishnayos and Tamid. That's correct.
Right.
So the Gemara has, so he doesn't hold to it.
So what's actually your question then?
My question is,
Mishnayos and Tamid say Shaft in one place. Tosos says Shimon Ish Mitzvah says the Shkita is in a different place.
That's correct.
There goes. The answer is the Machlokes.
That's true. Right. I'm asking, using the rules that Tosa gave, how could we ever do a Shkita over here and end up over here, not according to Rishon Mishnah? I want to know, l'halacha, Mishnah Mashiach is going to come, and we'll see what they're going to do. I want to know, why do we go to the northeast corner, according to the Mishnah and Talmud, not according to Rishon Mishnah? You're right. Tosfot says, according to Shimon Ish Mitzvah, if he's going to be right, Mashiach is going to say Shimon Ish Mitzvah is right. So I know exactly what to do according to Tosfot. But I don't want to know for Shimon Ish Mitzvah. I want to know for other people, using the rules that Tosfot gave us, what it's going to apply.
So I'm saying, how do you know the answer is not...
Let's say you do the Shlita here.
Right.
Where are you going to do the first Zrika?
Mishnah
and Tamid tell me you do it over here, I thought.
Okay, that's fine.
So how do I get there? I'm over here. I'm standing over here. How do I get from here to here? One option is walk this way. Another option is walk a circle. Those are the two options I see. Okay. And this way is going left.
Got it. Okay.
Fine.
So the Peter's answer also the coin would go in a circle. Yeah? Because
the answer, not the Mekau, the Sheetim answer.
The first
answer is very technical. Neither of these answers are super duper strong. I'm not saying they're written in Tosos. They're not. But I'm suggesting it. Aliba, anybody disagrees with Rashi. More or less, say the Rush.
And you would go on a circle, meaning the coin. The Zorik would actually go on a circle.
Because
otherwise, they have a problem with
it. Going what?
Yeah.
Because I don't know which way to take it. You're going to have to, according to the second approach, we're just getting there because of the Shittim. It doesn't tell me which rule to violate. It could be violating Kolpinos. It could be violating another rule. Let's say maybe Imavirin. So I don't know. Meaning, this is just saying, basically fact disagreement. Yes, we did it this way. There's some other factor. Shittim. To me, it's very strange to say that changed all the Zrikos and all our rules just because the Shittim were there. There's a griz in the Revival of Salvichik on the Tosas in Menachos, and we'll come back to this. The Tosas in four places, on Lama Gimel and Yuma, but three other places in Shas, addresses the question about Im Aviram Mitzvos, and there's Gemara in Tzvachim who says that the Shirayim of the Par of Aaron coming out from the Kodesh was spilled on the Yesod Hamaravi. Yeah. Yes.
Could you, the answer, maybe those questions are only questions for Shimon Ish Mitzvah. And you say that the initial question of the Gemara, why we should put on the southeastern corner, is that because the reason why the Gemara rejected that it doesn't have any Yisod, would only be applicable to the first Matana, which was supposed to be done like an Ola, but the second Matana, which is supposed to be done like a Chatas, the Emes, that Tanakasha, and if you would have started.
Started over here, it would end up over here, and that would have been okay.
Yes.
I thought about that. I like that kasha.
But it's only going to be Shimon Ish Mitzvah.
I like that kasha.
Lately done, we hold that it's Kulo Ola, so the southeastern corner is going to be out because it doesn't have Yisod, and it's Kulo Ola, and it needs Yisod.
I think it's a valid point within the Tosis, whether or not my approach is right or not. I think the answer comes that. The Shagas already said you can only make one shinui. You only can do one thing different if you're this korban ola that has some identity of chatas, and using an area that has no yisod, and starting far away from the kevesh, those are two shinuim you couldn't do. Meaning, he comes up with this rule, he explains it, and he says he thinks that's Chaim Tosas, because Tosas didn't suggest that corner. When Tosas says you start over here, he says, well, why would you do the northeast? You should go in this corner first. But Tosas is missing the corner, right? He's going over here, and he's going around right. So he says, well, why didn't you do it over here? How come we actually do it over there? That's Tosas kasha. But Tosas forgot about the corner. Actually, just using the rules of going right in Imavir, he should have asked about the third corner. Here's Pasha. Tosas never even thought to do it there. That's very difficult. Why not? So he thought, the Gevurah really gives a suggestion. I don't know others. There probably are others. But it seems like that just not. Even though it has some identity, it sounds like not having a soda is a deal breaker. I don't know if that's a. That's a kasha on Tosis. I don't know if that's a kasha on. Sorry.
The Ola Shaboy Sabbath. So there's no happening that you're going to do anything on the northwest corner because the parallel, the opposite corner is southeast.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Yeah. No, but Eliyahu's question is.
Even the Ola Shaboy needs some sort of Sabbath.
So I got Sabbath. Sabbath just means four walls. Zarko and Sabbath. Zarko is one or two and Sabbath. So I have Sabbath.
Okay, so
that, doesn't need, I don't need,
that was what you were saying with the Sabbath.
You're saying even for Rosh Hashanah a mitzvah, it's not, the Rosh Hashanah is saying it's not an option.
Yeah, yes. He's Medayikin and Tosas. I like the reason of Tosas. Because Tosas missed this corner. And I think the Torah Chaim, the Marachash, also asked that question on Tosas as well. Why didn't Tosas even suggest that corner as well? I think it's most rough to say. There may be another answer. I don't know. That's the answer I saw. The Gevurah's answer is the Gemara. Yeah, it would be so different from the Chatas. It would not have any identity of an Ola. It would be too. To do over here with the Shmei Sod is not possible.
You need a chatas like Ola, but it has to be still an Ola.
Yes. You don't have to say it's two shinoim. You could have just said this is such a grand shinoim.
Does he say two?
He says two. But
well, that's not the issue, right?
Right. I think the Teretz is a good one. I don't know how.
And the two is his way of saying.
Yes. I'll just read the words. Yes, I'll just read the words. Yes. Nehi de Rabbi Kral Lechatas Al Ol Nevid Ben Maisachatas Mistaye Elon Bishinoi Echod. You can do one Shinoi Mistaye Elon. You can do that. Mi Maisa Ol Ol Maisachatas Dahainu Ben Matanus Bepisuk. You can do split up instead of Velokamin Gamo Mikomokom Inlan Leshano Bet Shinoim Kamaisachatas. He says, you know, in fact, that's even true, even just generally when the Gemara originally asked to do this corner. And the Gemara said you couldn't do that because it doesn't have Yisod. That's already called two shinuim. So it'll be true for sure for what to answer this question within Tosas. Okay. The Revival Soloveitchik was just trying to explain one of the opinions of Tosas to address the Tosas question on Mamma Gimel and Yuma. If you have Yuma or and another Masechta, you have the Mar Makomos. Tosa asks a question. Then Zvachim Nun Aleph. It says by the Shirei Hadam that you be Shofech on the Yisom Maravi. We learn from a pasuk. So Tosa says, what in the world do I need a pasuk to tell me that the first corner you get to, the first wall that you get to, you do the Shiraim in this side by Maravi. Why do I need a pasuk for that? Just tell me the rules. Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. That's Tosa's question in four places. A lot of questions he has about that. Why don't you use the rule of Eim Avir? So Tosa has two main answers in the different Masechtas. One answer is the one in Zvachim is you cannot be koveya a spot using Eim Avir. Eim Avir is go to the first available spot. But then if you missed it, so then that doesn't. Then you go to the next available spot. Eim Avir is a din of the gavra. There's a different halacha of the pasuk. The pasuk says go on the first place that's besamach to the kodesh. So then that's going to even be ma'akev. That's one answer, not the answer. That's one answer Tosas gives. That's probably the easiest answer to explain. And that's Rabbeinu Yehuda in quoted b'shem Rabbeinu Yehuda in the Tosas in Megillah, but the Tosas in Yuma has a different answer, and it's also one of the answers in Menachos. That's why the Grizz is over there. It sounds like the last line over there, over here is maybe we only say Eim Avirin of Reish Lakish's Klal Eim Avirin Hichad Abeinu Lameve Tarvaya. It's only when there's two things you're trying to order between the Dishan Menorah and Dishan Mizrach Panimi. Then, you know, Hahu Pagah Bereisha, that's the one you go to first. But when you're only talking about one thing, we can do other rules. Okay. We can use other rules. We're only talking about one mitzvah. Nevi Tadir is a hard line. Seich Yitzchak talks about whatever. But Lo Gomrin, we don't have it by one mitzvah. So the Griz explains, how is that going to address the question we were asking before? He says, I'm only doing Shiraim. I have a question. Could I do Shiraim over here? Or should I do Shiraim over here? Or should I do it over here? I have a lot of options where I could do Shiraim. But it's only one mitzvah. So there, the Gemara could not use the rule of Eim Avir no mitzvah. So it has a different rule, a pasuk. That's the simple reading of Tosas. But there's Tosas in Megillah says that's totally wrong, such an approach. And he gives two big, big kashas, and the Griz answers them. That's why I'm quoting the Griz. Tosas has the kasha that in Menachos, on Samachay there, in Menachos, with Samachav, it has that when you do Katsir Chitim, you have to do the Katsir of the first place that you get to that's closest to the Beis HaMidrash, that's where you do the Katsir. It's only talking about one mitzvah. That's called Eim Avirin al mitzvah, quotes Reish Lakish. But that's one mitzvah. Why does that have to do with the Eim Avirin? That's the one kasha, and the second kasha is in Megillah, Davav and Mabiz. It says when you're setting up which one you're going to do Purim in the first Adar, second Adar, you do in the first one, because Eim Avirin al mitzvah. That's also one mitzvah. What does that do with? So the Griz says, Tosas, this Yesh Omrim, or this Tosas in Yuma, does have a leg to stand on. He means that Shiraim works differently. It's the same exact Chepsa. It's one mitzvah and one Chepsa. You didn't change anything by doing the Shiraim over here. Eim Avir makes no difference, Bechlal. It's like cutting the challah on the left side or on the right side. It makes no difference. Exact same Chepsa. Masha Ein Kein, that's not called Eim Avir. Masha Ein Kein, when you change the Chepsa, I'm going to do Katsira over here, I'm going to do it in a further field. It's one mitzvah, but it's two different Chepsas. I've changed the mitzvah. Or Megill, other Rishon, other Sheni, that's a different chapter. That's how Revel Salvech explains. So according to this, I just added this, but we're going to get to where it comes up again. This, according to this, or just simply so, it's very difficult to explain that the Shitim, the placement of the Shitim is going to force us to have to make the first Zrika in the northeast corner because the Shiraim are going to spill Besamach of the last Zrika that you do because Shiraim could be anywhere along the Yisroel, it's totally kosher and there's no difference. It doesn't change that Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rosh said it. They probably would just say this is an additional reason. That's the way it sounds like Rabbeinu Hananel. There's not the Iker reason. Okay, maybe the more... Okay, I want to get on to... Maybe I'll say... I'll try to put it together. The biggest answer that I'm going to work with, I'll put it together as much as I could, is... Since the northeast is the closest corner to the Shechita, maybe that's why you go there first. And there's a lot of ways of saying this, but first version of this is you can go to a shorter Kitsara path instead of having to go to the right. You don't have to use the rule of going to the right as long as it's a shorter path. Okay, the rule of going to the right is only when things are all equal. Things are very easy, so then you can go to the right, but when it's not equal, so you should go to the shortest path. Raya for this is the Beis Yosef says in Hilchos Kriyas Torah in Kuf Mem Aleph that the Trumas Hadeshin says I have a minog when they call me up to the Torah that I would take the shortest path to getting there, and it says in a Braisa called Nechnasim LaAzara Bayim Derech Katsara VeYotzim Derech Arucha, which doesn't whatever. So and so too when I get in an Aliyah I would go to the shortest path and leave the longest path, and that's Tak of the Minog. And the Beis Yosef said, but what happened to the rule of Kol Pinos Atapona Eloya El Derech Yamin? You should always go to the right. So the Beis Yosef said, I have an idea. He means when everything is all equal, so then you'd have to go right. It's true. But if things are shorter, so you go to the shorter path. That's the Beis Yosef's explanation in Kuf Mem Aleph. The Sivzayin. So that's where the Gra says the whole thing seems to be wrong because there is no such Braisa, there is no such Mar Makom in Bavli or Shalmi anywhere that ever said you go to the shorter path when you Bala Azara. And so that's one difficulty that we have to. That's,
do you understand that it's, you give up on the factor of Ibn when you have because you have another factor of a shorter derech, or do you think the idea is that in most cases
where there's a shorter derech, so that defines the derech, and then there is no divin. But in the mikdash, where there's a prescribed derech, so it's always a divin. But kitzur and richuk isn't a factor. It's not like, oh, saving time, saving distance is what doka or the divin. It just makes him in irrelevant, because in most cases, that is the path. The path, by definition, objectively becomes the closest way to get there. Like, you can always think of many complicated paths, no one would say, so, those are paths. But in mikdash, because there are objective other reasons or other factors, so you don't have that. That might answer that question.
Why in the mikdash do I have other available paths when I say I only have one path?
Because in the mikdash, the points along the way, have each one has different yichus for their own reasons to make them a path. That's the kiyumin that you get from.
Okay.
As opposed to, like, you know, your aliyah la Torah, so, you know, there's only one path. The path is the, you know, it's the closest proximity to getting there.
So,
but where there are, like, different competing other landmarks or other kiyumin, so there's more than one path, then there's a din that we made.
Right. So I didn't think about that one. It's an exciting idea. It would change the way I saw that Beis Yosef, and it would maybe address the gross problem. It's a unique idea. It reminds me of the Chasam Sofer dealing with this whole topic, says, how can we learn from the Azara to Beis Knesses? Maybe there was a specific halach about walking. There's a mitzvah in walking walking with their feet on the floor without a chatzitza. That's walking in the Azara, not comparable. So he says, but the Chumash Lashon learned that a din of walking in the shul also is a mitzvah, is mikdash ma'at. He says, so I don't know if that doesn't really fully address this at all.
Right.
The other thought, though, is
that has to begin, no, the chiluk has the beginning to that.
Right. A different maramakom was in Sota Tevav. I don't know if I'll get to or not. Tevav Amabez, it says, the Ritzbah, the stone where they picked up and took dirt out for the sota water, was when you walk into the Azara on the Yamin. And it says, that says in the Mishnah, the Gemara says, why was it there? The Gemara says, Kolpina Shatapon Aliyah Derech Yamin. So the Revel Soloveitchik on and others, the Be'er Sheva says, that's very odd. There's only one place that you have a stone, the Beis Medrash, that's actually you could pull up and get the dirt. So when you walk in, you're going to have to go right to get there, but why is that based on Kolpinos? That's totally irrelevant. That's their kasha on the Gemara. But it could be that there's still called multiple paths, even if there's only one way to get there. The formulation in the Be'er Sheva's answer is very difficult, but it's something of that it's actually ma'akev here to go right, as opposed to everywhere else. But I don't know. I think I like Rebbe's approach. I'm not sure, but I think it's possible to suggest a different one, but I'm not certain. I think it won't change. It will answer kashas within the Beis Yosef. I don't think it will change so much the way I would say it regarding what I was saying before. A different mashal on this is in the Sugi and Baba Basar about going with the two paths, one with the Nashim and Arochso. So there, the Tosas brings up, if there's a shorter path, maybe then it's mutter to go the But I don't know if that's called, there's no other path. Anyway, the Beis Yosef said that, the Gra has a kasha, the Olas Taman, who's in a 1600 work on Shulchan Aruch, he says, the kasha, maybe he says, just because something's Katsara, why, I understand there's a rule of going Katsara, and I understand there's a rule of going Yamin, but I don't see why the Beis Yosef is right that you should go Yamin before Katsara. He doesn't present any questions particular to it, he just says he's not sure why that's the case. The Chasam Sofer says he thinks the Beis Yosef is basically totally wrong, and he has rayas from Yuma that I want to try to... hold on. Before we get to Yuma, other things brings Yuma. Here he brings a Gemara in Zvachim. A ray from the Gemara in Zvachim. The ray in the Gemara in Zvachim, Samach Gimel, had that every time he went up the Kevesh, he always went to the right, except for three times he would go on the left. Gemara and Sukkah also, that three times, for the Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, and for the Olas HaOf, for the Mitzvah Dam, you do in those, the corner, you mamish, go up the Kevesh, go to the left immediately. Says the Gemara, why do you go to the left immediately? So the Gemara says, because the wine's going to get ruined by the smoke or walking around the Mizbeach, the water's going to get ruined by the smoke walking around the Mizbeach, and the bird, because of the smoke, might choke and die, so you're not allowed to walk all the way around with those things in your hands, because then you might mess up the korban. So better to go left than to mess up the korban. So you go that way. So the Chasam Sofer says, yeah, but why didn't the Gemara say it's closer? You won't have to walk around that time. To do the Nisach HaMayim, you just go to the Shittim and just spill out right there. It's much, much closer. So if the Bosei Yosef is correct that closer beats Kol Yipinos, well then the Gemara's question was very much unnecessary. And the Gemara's answer is unnecessary. Just say, go to that corner because it's close. Why did the Gemara say, well, it's going to choke the bird? That's the Chasam Sofer straight up Raya. The Rashi and Tosus, even more so, sound like the Chasam Sofer over there, the Rashi and Tosus and Zachim. I found one Maramokum might change something, is the Shita Mikubetz there quotes the Rash, who says that, at least by the Nesachim of the Yayin, it was mutter to go around all the way, and you didn't have to go to the left. It was only that it's usher to walk extra on the Mizbeach unnecessarily for regular Kohen, because it's not mechubed to walk unnecessarily on the Mizbeach just for no reason. Tosfos suggests such a thing, and so, like the Rash, and he says it's wrong, and he brings a Raya. But the Rash said that's why you didn't go all the way around for regular Kohen, because it's not mechubed to walk for no reason on the Mizbeach. It's like the king's palace, and someone's just strolling around for no reason. So it's not mechubed to walk around like that. And what did the Gemara mean about the smoke? It meant that's another concern, but it doesn't mean that was an Akib concern. I don't know how he addresses the other pieces of the Gemara. I don't even know how he addresses Tosfos Kasha. But Tosfos Kasha is sometimes he has big Kasha. So the Rash may have had the beginning of an answer. I don't know actually what the Rash fully said. It's only quoted like two lines in the Shita over there. But yeah, the Chasam Sofer definitely has a question on this. So I saw the Achronim, other Achronim give explanations within the Beis Yosef, and the suggestions that they may be answering, basically to the Chasam Sofer's point, may help the Beis Yosef locally, but not actually address helping me in explaining my kasha at all. For example, Prima Gadim says it's a matter of Kavod HaTorah. When you walk towards the Torah to get an Aliyah, you want to go to the closest place and not dilly-dally till you get there. So you want to walk closest to the Torah. But that may not be applicable, or walking around the Mizbeach, which the walking itself is a mitzvah. So then the rules may not be the same. So the Beis Yosef could be correct, but when we're talking about Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it may not be a rule that we should say you go shorter. Second thing is the Levusha, as a matter, we're always concerned about Tircha de Tzibura, so we want to go the closest path, so you don't delay getting Aliyah, and then it's going to take too long. So those answers are maybe helpful to the Beis Yosef, not really helpful to me in this. Or another answer I thought is, just on a separate point, which I need to get to anyway, is maybe there's no din of Kolpinos outside the Beis HaMikdash. There's no halacha like that Bechlau. Why would I say that? Because on Yud Zayin, when they're discussing why the difference between the Mishnayos and Tumim and the Mishnah in Midos about the Lishkos in the Beis HaMikdash, it says by the Chushman, anything that's Avoda, Hani Mili Ba'avoda, we only say you have to go right when we're talking about Avoda, it's the Beis HaMikdash. Chushman Ba'alma, you don't have to go right at all. So, presumably, you could say, we should have said, anything that's outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's not Avodah Mamish, should have been that you don't have to go right. Now, we have many Minhagim, Chanukah, and Lulav, and Hoshana, and walking around the Beam of Hoshanas, and Birka Kohanim, and Hagba, where we do go right. But that's a Minhag, and it's a nice thing. This is not, but potentially that's a way out for the Beis Yosef. But it's to me a Pella that not more Achronim said such a concept, what I just said. And I saw, by the way, though, the Yerushalmi in our parak, his second parak in Yuma says, how did they do the lottery, the Fayas, in the Beis HaMikdash? Did they go right or did they go left? And the Gemara has a Machlokas Amorayim, and it says whether they did the Fayas to the right or left depends on how you think the winners of the Fayas, which direction we should go about the winners that won. The Yerushalmi is assuming that the winner is always standing to the right. The right people to the right of the person that won, the next 12 people are going to be the winners of the Fayas. And the machlok zamarim is, should we make it so you go around in a circle so that the people to the right in the end will have not been passed yet? And when I go right, let's assume counterclockwise, I'm going right and I didn't get to, this guy's going to win and I finally get to him, and then I want the people to the right that are going to win, they have not been passed over yet, and there's going to be a continued same circuit as I was starting before. That's one Amora. Sorry, is just like we were doing before, I should continue in the same direction. Or the other Amora says, no, you want the people that you passed over first, the person you passed over once or twice is more reasonable that he should win as opposed to the other person, so therefore you have to go left, and then since we were going clockwise and then this person won, so then we go backwards, the next last 13 people won. So the Shirei Korban, 1600 commentary, he has a commentary on the Yerushalmi, 1700s, he says he has no idea why the Yerushalmi didn't say Kol Pinah Shetapona Lo Yadarech Yamin. Why did some Achronim, it's quoted from the Magen Giborim, I saw one of the Machon Maor Yerushalmis have a parish that quote different Achronim, and quoted Magen Giborim as saying the answer to the Kasha is because it's not an Avoda. That's like the Gemara over here. The Magen Giborim I looked up I couldn't find it. There's whatever, but I thought the answer was great anyway. Even though the Magen Giborim didn't say it, I would have loved to say it on my own. The Aruch HaShulchan HaAtid, when he's dealing with that Gemara Yerushalmi, he just says, he doesn't know why the Yerushalmi, same Sarachian, and he just says, L'halacha, we pass in the Bavli, maybe the Yerushalmi doesn't hold so much of the Kol Pinahs, we do, and therefore we should go to the right, both in winning and going around from the beginning. Just Dam Ha'aretz, strange that we're only talking about people to the right of the winners and the people standing on the outside, the Kohanim, not about the Memunah who's actually counting in the middle. I would have had they thought we should have gone by the person in the middle. That's a Dion, and we could iron the Sukkos Chaim. Yisrael Affel showed me about the Hagba Inyan, about which way to go. Pashas is there's no Chakira. Do you go by the person that you're doing it for yourself? But Taka Tam Achron, the Rav Yerucham, the Evan Yisrael, he actually had such a Chakira. Diane Fisher, he said that you go with the people on your right and your left, not by yourself, but it's nobody else says like that, but strange that you go. Pashas is the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish say you go by the person who's turning. The person who's turning is the person that needs to do Kol Pinahs. Not everybody who's on his right and his left. Who cares about them? So back to our point, the Chazon Sofer said you don't go shorter. You go to the right. The Beis Ozer said you go to the right. And Beis Ozer says shorter. The Chazon Sofer says you go to the right. And these suggestions I'm giving may actually not fully answer my question using this, but I have one idea which is either a different definition for the Beis Yosef or a whole different approach, is maybe not because of going shorter, but rather because of Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvos compels you to go to the first place available to do a mitzvah, as opposed to the going right idea. Meaning, Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvos beats Kol Pinah Shetapona. I'm making a few assumptions. One assumption is that's called Ein Ma'avir, and if that's the closest place, even though it's not Mamish right in front of you, but I think that's the correct assumption, even though not at all Achronim agree with this, because on Lama Gimel Manalf it says that when you're going into the Kodesh and you want to do Dishon Mizbeach Panim and Dishon Menorah, you're Pogea first, and Tosa says even if you don't have the gears of Pogea, you first do the Mizbeach, and then you do the Menorah, even though it's 20 or so Amas away from you, that's called being Pogea, that Mizbeach, because it's the first thing you're obviously going to hit first if you were to walk straight and arrive there first. It's not a need to be, and some Achronim even talk about walking by shuls, also called Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvos, the Mechtam LaDavid, the 1600 of David Pardo. So they're obviously assuming, the Har Svi, if Frank says no, he disagrees with them. But I think the more positive try is you can talk about closeness also applies Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvos. Probably, the Ayin Tosu Yishanim, and Lam and Gimel obeys that if it's not Muchan in front of you, that maybe is not called Ein Ma'avir HaMitzvos. Tosafot Yerushalmi deals with that also. And the Ribbon disagrees with him. So, I wanted to say that, whatever, I wanted to say maybe the pshat is you have to go to the first available corner because that's Ein Ma'avir HaMitzvos. This corner is much closer and Ein Ma'avir HaMitzvos to pass over that as opposed to happening on right, passing over all these corners just to get back to that corner. That's what I would think to say and suggest for this. Another raya that you don't need to be pogea to be Ein Ma'avir, because how can the Gemara say you should walk 20 feet around the whole Mizbeach and obviate the whole Inyan of Ein Ma'avir, and that would have been a great solution for everything. Obviously that's just not an option. So that itself, could you, does Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvos beat Kol Pinahs is a machlokas in Hilchos Chanukah. That The Taz says, when you're lighting Hanukkah candles, instead of, if you're going to do like Shulchan Aruch, it says left to right from the Ma'aril and the Mordechai and the Ma'aram and the Trumas Deshen. Well then, if you're standing all the way off to the right, so you have to pass over all the candles till you get to the first candle that's all the way, that's on the left, and you can go left to right, but you just did Enim Avir and Al Mitzvah, says the Taz. It can't be. Even if the Levush is wrong in all of his directions, he does like some of his things, but I think for sure we should follow the Levush, because Enim Avir and Al Mitzvah, the Mishmur addresses it, and he says, nah, you can do, so I'll make everybody happy. You just stand away on the left, and this way it is. It's not my Enim Avir and Al Mitzvah, it's first available mitzvah, plus you're going to the left to right. But the Taz, the Chasam Sofer says, he thinks the Taz is totally wrong. There is no such thing as Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs, but Makom that you can go right. You always go right, and then you Cheshbin Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. And that's where he brings in the Gemara in Yuma, Non Chet Amabes, which is quoted tremendously about Hanukkah, already from the Maharil and the Magen Avraham. They quote that there's a Machlo. Okay, how did they do the Parashal Aaron Zrikas? I'm going to try to make this quick, and then I think I'm basically wrap up. But this is maybe one of the more crucial pieces here. The Gemara has a machlokas, Tanur Rabbanan in the middle of the page, and Nunchet, how did the Parosh Aaron Zrikas happen? Which direction did you go? So it says Tanur Rabbanan, Hechan Mechata Veyorid, which way would you do the Zrikas? Mehechan Hayamatcha, Mekar Mizrachi Dromi. And Rabbi Yosef Gili Omer Mikar Mizrachi Tzvonis Maravi Maravi Dromi Dromi Mizrachi. I'm just going to make it much quicker and easier with the picture. That Rabbi Akiva says you go around like this, and Rabbi Yosef Gili says you go around like that. And the Gemara starts giving four explanations behind their machlokas. Rabbi Yosef Gili, according to the premise of the whole Gemara, is he's going right. Basically, it's basically the same way we go around the Zveach HaChitza and you go around the Zveach HaPnimi, and it comes out you're going right. Now, he's assuming, like the Tanakhama has, Hakafa Beregel. You're walking around the Zveach. It's only one Amma by one Amma, but you're walking around it. So you're first standing over here, so you do a Zrika. And now I walk to this side, and now I'm still walking to my right hand, and I'm facing the Zveach, and I go on this corner, and continue the same way around the whole Zveach. That's Rabbi Yosef Gili, that's very easy to understand. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of that. And that's what Gemara says. Oh, I didn't hear Rabbi Rami Bar Yechezkel. He quotes from a pasuk in Divrei Yamim. But yeah, and by the way, Pashas is it's only a din derabanan kolpinos, and Ema Avir maybe actually deraisa the Chayyim and others say. So maybe it's very very reasonable to say like the Taz Ema Avir is so important. The Gemara gives four ideas though why they argue. First one was, do we learn Pnim Michutz? Or do we not? Meaning the idea of doing kolpinos, that's an idea of chutz, like we have by the Yam Shel Shlomo. But it's not an idea that we have penim. So maybe that's why there's no kolpinos according to Rabbi Kiva. He doesn't need to follow that rule. The second suggestion on the top of the next amud was, maybe Hakafa Beregel, that we would have, if we did Hakafa Beregel, then for sure Rabbi Yosef Gili is correct. Elo, Rabbi Akiva's learning Hakafa Beyad. And Hakafa Beyad doesn't follow the rules of kolpinos. Now, by the way, the Rashash says that assumption of the Gemara never was rejected, and he says, Asarachian, why in Chanukah, which is a Kaf B'Yad, do we do any sort of order of Kolpinos that has no relevance to Kolpinos if it's a Kaf B'Yad? So the answer we're going to give, maybe for this whole suggestion of the Beis Yosef, may answer that question as well. We'll hopefully hold that thought. He gives one answer, but I'm not going to get into. But that was made by other Achronim as well, that Ha'ara. And the Rishon already addressed that point. The Maharil who brought this Gemara, the Chazal Sofer says, the Chemed Moshe asked that Kasha, the Rishash's Kasha on the Maharil. He said, you can't ask a Kasha from a Rishon, from the Gemara himself, and say he made a mistake. He knows the Gemara. We'd have to give it for Teretz, how he learned the Gemara. But the Chemed Moshe said the Maharil is wrong because it's against the Gemara. But it's very difficult. And the third answer the Gemara says, the Gemara changed it had an idea and then changed its mind on it, so we're going to go further. The fourth answer was, do we learn the Mizbeach Panimi from the Mizbeach Achitzon? Okay? Or we say, no, Mizbeach Panimi is fundamentally different, but Makom Chad Karen. It's so small, there's no din of Kolpinos. So what comes out from all the answers, basically, answers 1, 2, and 4, are really that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold the Kolpinos over here because it's Panim, or because it's a Kafa Biyad, or because it's such a small area, it's Amo Amo, we don't have to follow the rules of Kolpinos. But in other words, says the Chasam Sofer, Oh, hold on. Missed something very important. Rabbi Akiva is not using the rules of Kolpinos in our case. So the Gemara, though, has something very important. This is the Chazal Sofer's point really comes in on the bottom of Ches. It says, okay, so you don't have to go with Kolpinos if you're assuming Rabbi Akiva didn't go with Kolpinos, but why would he possibly go left? You know, you could go either way you like. Why would you do to the left? So says Rabbi Akiva something very important, because Medina Behu Paga Resha, the first one that I hit, the Paga Resha Behu Avdi Beresha Dam Resha Kashem Avir Al Mitzah. Since the first one I hit was this corner, the second corner, so therefore I should have done that one first, but I had to be Yotel Elam Mizbeach, so I had to walk completely beyond the Mizbeach, so I start over here, so I'm going to do one and then come back to two. Two very incredibly important things come out of Rabbi Akiva is Eim Avir Al Mitzah applies even Bidiyav, even though you passed over the rule, you passed over the din, you still have to come back to it. So again, the Tosis and Megillah that we mentioned earlier with that Grizz, that's one. The Shakazari says Tosis and Megillah is wrong because of this. But our answer might answer that too. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Look, the Gemara said even if Rabbi Akiva would have held of going right, he thinks this rule is more important. And that's one point. The other point is he says more complicated, but this is going to get directly into our answers. Is he says the second kasha that's mashed by the Rishonim is with the interview of Glili, who actually paskin. Why did the Gemara say instead of going right in the whole Indian that do we learn pnim from chutz? Why do we have to get into that? Just say forget about the right. Just go in avir. You according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, the parochet ended in the north, and Rabbi Kiva held it ended in the south. So you're coming up from the parochet all the way over there, and you're coming down. You're gonna hit the second corner before you hit the first corner. You say in avir al mitzvah. I have to come back to that medina who pagarisha who navid barisha. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. Rabbi Yosef Glili just said it as well. Says the Chazal Sofer. It's obvious that. That's not a real rule. Avir al mitzvah is not so important according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. It's not going to trump the rules of going right. So that's what the Gemara suggests. Problem is that the Tosafot Yeshanim asked that kasha and gave a different terence. And his answer will hopefully... and since we're running a long time, I'm just going to say it. His answer will maybe answer a lot of things as well in the Rambam. I'd rather do the Rambam so it's a little more exciting. We'll do the Rambam and then I'll say the Tosafot Yeshanim, if that's okay with Rishus. Sorry, and then wrapping up. The Rambam quotes in Ma'aser Korbanos Parakei Halacha Yud this halacha, and it's fraught with difficulty, and it led to a lot of ink being spilled over this and figuring out what the Rambam really meant. He's a minayinu matchil. Ola bekevesh. Oh, no, hold on. This is not halacha yun. It's halacha. What did I write down? Perkei halacha. Halacha dal. Thank you. Yud. Yeah. So halacha yud dal. Thank you. Kol adam nitana mizbech hazav kachu nichnas omei bin mizbech l'menorah. First thing that's going to bother us is. He says, you're going to come to the Mizbeach HaPnimi and you stand between the menorah and the Mizbeach. Sounds like you're standing over here, which doesn't seem to follow the halacha the Gemara suggested of a yatsa. You have to stand beyond the Mizbeach. That's the first word. I'm taking the word very literally, omid. We'll hopefully address that, hopefully. That's one difficulty. But Mizbeach Lefanov, Menotin, Alkarno, Mizbeach Lefanov probably might be a diuk against what I said before, because Lefanov, usually we talk about Lefanov towards the Hegel, so presumably standing on this side of the Mizbeach. So then how could it be between the menorah and the Mizbeach? That's difficulty one. There are plenty of answers, but that's difficulty one. Notin al karnon Mizbeach v'chutz, Ma'achol mikar Mizbeach v'chutz, Ma'aravin, and so on. And that's all he says over here. And Hilchos Yom Kippur, Perek Dalet Halacha Bet, he says over there, that usually you did milmala. I wrote down the Rambam on these towards the end of this Mar Makomot. He says over there, al kulon who noted milmata milmala. You went upwards with the zrikos. However, the achron achutz min achron shei elafanav shei noted milmala milmata. You do downwards. Kadesh lo yachlo kalev. So you don't get your clothes dirty. So the Rashba in a tshuva back and forth was asked a tremendous amount of kashas, but one of them was about this last line only follows Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, who says that you're doing hakafa biyad, and
for him, if you're standing right next to the Mizbeach and you're going around, so if you're standing over here and you're starting over there, so you come back to the fourth corner, it's closest to you, so you're gonna change. Instead of going upwards, you're gonna go downwards so it doesn't land, the blood doesn't land on your clothing and mess up your clothing. So that only makes sense if you're talking about hakafa b'yad. Problem is that the Mishnah had Tanakama, held you do hakafa b'regel. And Rabbi Yosef Glili held hakafa b'regel, and he was postulating the order of Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Glili. That's one difficulty. Another difficulty is the thing we mentioned before about being omed. Another difficulty is... it's a steer between the here and what he writes in Beis Gochira about where the parochas ended. Because the Rambam is saying you're following Rabbi Yosef Glili. But that Rabbi Yosef Glili's shita was only premised on the fact that the parochas ended all the way in the north. So you come out closer over here. So you're going to start 1, 2, 3, 4. But the Rambam actually passed him the parochas ended in the south. So in three tshuvas back and forth, the Rashba was asked from a city, Periphoron, a certain city in Provence, that the... I have no idea what it is. Perpignan. So that place...
South France.
Oh, so we're not in Provence. But the footnotes in the Beis HaBechira in the Meiri here suggest that the person who's asking is the Meiri to the Rashba, because he says, if you look in the Meiri, it's very similar to the Chuvas of Rashbas, and that was the city where he lived. I don't really know where he lived, and I don't know when he lived, but I think it would be very nice if it was a chuva between the two, and they talk about the same inyanim on this Rambam. He talks about these three kashas. The Rashba suggests some answers. Finally, he throws up his hands and says the Rambam is so difficult, and he says maybe he actually held the Mizbeach is totally closer to the Parocha than the Menorah. Menorah is actually further out towards the east, but he says, but that's impossible because it's against the Gemaras, and it seems to be against a different Rambam, so that he really says, I have no idea. Please explain to me if you have an idea. That's the last tshuva of the Rashba, if you have an idea in this Rambam. The Lacha Mishnah tries giving solutions also, that when it says omid between the menorah and the mizbeach, it means you're actually in this. The Meiri suggested is that you're standing to the east of the mizbeach. You're just standing between. On south north vertically or whatever, south north, you're standing between the Mizbeach and the menorah. You're standing over here. That's also difficult because then why are you starting all the way according to Rabbi Zaglili in that far corner? So to finish up this, that's the kashas. There are a lot of approaches, a lot of exciting approaches. The Perish Mishnayos Rambam on this, on the Mishnah here. I don't know if it makes it easier or harder. He says that there's two girsas. One girsa is he changes the way he does the last zerika because he doesn't want to get his clothing dirty, like from the Gemara. And then he says, either zu divrei Rabbi Eliezer, so then I don't know what we should follow. Either we do follow Rabbi Eliezer, don't follow Rabbi Eliezer, or in halacha Rabbi Eliezer. So if you had in halacha Rabbi Eliezer, that would fit with a lot of. That's the way the Rashba had his kashas. Then the Lecha Mishnah says to him, he addresses some of the problems by saying the Rambam actually paskin hakafa b'yad. And that's why it's a question to get the clothes dirty, but then there'll be a steer between the Perish Mishnayos and the Yad. There'll be other difficulties to paskin, like Rabbi Eliezer Makom Tanakama, very difficult. The best approach, this is Rabbi Kiva Eger on that Rambam, the Frankel has it, and then afterwards I saw many others have the same approach. Based on this, Tosfos Yeshanim will address all the problems in the Rambam, almost all the problems in the Rambam, and the Likutei Halachos, the Chazanish, and Rav Moshe, all the Acharonim, all love this. They all quote this Tosfos Yeshanim to say that's Pshat in the Rambam. And Rabbeinu Hanano and many other Rishonim also, the Tosfos HaRash and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peret, a few other Balei Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Hanano all say this. They had the Chasam Sofer's question. The Gemara never said that, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you're going to this corner because you passed over. It didn't say that. It said it by Rabbi Akiva. It didn't say by Rabbi Yosef Glili. Why not? So the Chasam Sofer said, oh, because the Imam Avirin doesn't matter, Rabbi Yosef Glili. No, that's not the correct answer. He said because there is an opinion of the Tanakamas in the Mishnayos that would have held that the Parocha would have been all the way in the south, and then you actually wouldn't be passing over that corner. And still Rabbi Yosef Glili still the Tanakhama held like Rabbi Yosef Glili. And we can explain Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion based on going right, even irrelevant of that factor of we don't need the rule of Emavirin over here, because when it says V'yatza, it doesn't mean V'yatza just beyond the Mizbeach one direction. It means V'yatza Ben L'Arko Ben L'Rachba, that's the Rebbe Hanano. It means you walk all the way out beyond the Mizbeach further east, and also, so you're no longer south, you're even further like north of the Mizbeach. So you did start in the south, and you came around this way, and maybe you were Pogayim 3 or 4, but to the Tanakhama, that's not the main factor. The main factor is going right, because this is the either one option is because he doesn't. Let me just read it inside, and we'll finish. He has. He has to go totally beyond. You have to put your hand towards the Safon, this way will be Yom, and otherwise Yoshi Yado, you mean it, Lekaren Dromin, Zayo Derech Smo. So that's how a lot of Achronim, to make it short, that's how a lot of Achronim explain the Rambam. The one last Kash in the Rambam is where he was standing, and that Chazanish has one answer that we're going, he's saying that actually was not a matter of the Zrikas, it was a matter of the Zrikas in front of the Parochet, it's just in the wrong Halacha, I don't know why. But the Ramosha has a different answer. It's a halacha in the walking. When you're walking towards the Mizbeach, you're doing a mitzvah, a yatza, and you have to come on for the mitzvah. And since you have to come on for the mitzvah, and then you're going to start doing the walking around the Mizbeach to do the mitzvah of Zrikos, you have to have come on for that as well. So you pause. That's what the Rambam means. You have to pause. Vayamo doesn't mean you stop there. It means you will pause and then keep going. You have to have two halachas, different answers for that diuk in the Rambam. But everything else worked out nice in the Rambam. But according to the Tosfos Yeshanim, Emavir al mitzvah doesn't matter to Rabbi Yosef Galili. I think it's because you weren't involved in the mitzvah of the Mizbeach at all yet, and the only, it doesn't seem like he's saying it's a competition and we have to get back to it. It sounds like the only concern by him was going right, and from where he's standing he's going to do like Rabbi Yosef Galili. I think according to this, besides the Rambam is good, I think we can address that Taz and Chasam Sofer and then come back to what I started with, that the Raya of the Chasam Sofer against the Taz maybe is answered from this Gemara, because it's not that we have to go to this second corner because of Ema Avir Nal Mitzvah, but right's more important, like the Chasam Sofer suggested. It's two, they never had a din of Ema Avir, and three and four were not, it seems to just not be part of the calculation of Ema Avirin, because you didn't begin the mitzvah. You have to be yatza. You weren't even yatza before you got there. I know.
Okay, that's a question. Why not three and four? But
one more time. That the Tosafot Yeshanim says that I'm walking out even from the dark, and Ema Avirin is not even a factor. I just go. He stand here, and then I do the Yom. Tosafot Yeshanim doesn't say why you don't do it. He doesn't explain. I don't know 100%, but at least I can say the following. I don't think there's a raya for the Chasam Sofer.
Maybe it's within one mitzvah. Right. Take that view, at least.
Yes, it's possible, but then the different corners probably wouldn't separate them. I have to think more about it. But I think that at least there's not a raya for the Chasam Sofer in this Gemara, because you don't go to the second corner because of Ema Avirin. Ema Avirin was not a factor according to the Tosafot Yeshanim at all. The only factor to be concerned with was going right. More could be said, but I think maybe if we were to suggest like the Taz one way or the other, I think then we could address our original question that you were to go to the northeast corner, because that's going to be the corner that is closest,
and that Tehim Ha'avirin to pass by that corner, even though it's Einach Hanami, it's not going right. And maybe that's what the Rush meant when he said, you know, we start the Rush and Tumid, you know why we start that corner? Because it's Lefishu Makom L'Shchita. Where's the Makom L'Shchita? It's far away. The answer is it's the closest available corner to that spot. Okay, I don't know. I suggested, just to summarize a few suggestions, maybe it depends on where the Kambal was standing, maybe it depends on the Shita, maybe it depends on going to the closer corner like the Beis Yosef, maybe that's called the only path, and then the Eim Avirin maybe trumps Kol Pinos. When we get to Nun Chet,
I'll say that it trumps it. They're not saying, therefore, that's all you
do. Right. I think
if they mean what you think they mean, which is a Tzkaro,
I think that Tosfos Shanim is learning at least that Eim Avirin is not a factor here. I have to think about more why. But you can't show a proof from here that Kol Pinos trumps the rules of Eim Avirin. He doesn't even bring it up. It seems to be, it just doesn't get off the ground. So if it doesn't get off the ground, you can't show what happens at a clash between the two. So, I think then...
So you're trying to do the diet right now from the Rush?
Yes. The Rosh says Lefishu Makom Shchita, that's why you do the northeast corner. So I'm suggesting maybe it doesn't go with Kol Pinos, maybe it doesn't, but it doesn't have to because it's Eim Avirin, that's the original mitzvah that you go to most locally. That's
I would just say that maybe that's another way of saying that's the only path. That's the path. Within more than one path, or within a path,
right.
Is it in the
Yes,
listen,
you could say right, that explanation will work very well.
Only,
also,
but you don't create new; it's not going to generate new convoluted paths, right?
Right. You would go right.
That's the Makom Shchita, so you have to.
Yes, that meaning that's exactly what the Rosh may be. Right.
Right. Whether it's Kitzur or some other factor that dictates, you know, whether it's a Kol Pinos Shatapone is within either a choice or within a path. Where you have two choices within a path, or to choose two existing paths.
Right, but here
no
is the existence of one.
What?
Here it only exists one path.
There's a natural.
Right. Okay, I think this might relate, that's a cleaner way to say it, although it might relate to a big chakir I meant to get to was, is it din l'gavra, is it din l'chavsa? The Chazon Yecheskel says, how could you talk about Eim Avirin if it wasn't shaykh to do the mitzvah right now, like the Rebbe Kiva at least held of? He says it's in the chafsa. The chafsa requires you to do it in a certain spot. Against the Tosfos who said you never go back to something. So, and it may depend on the Lashonos of Eim Achmitzim, and then that's in the Gavra, or other Rishonim. But I'm afraid to say the pshat, and that's the only path, because then that means, again, that means it's only Eim in the Gavra, from my perspective, the thing, as opposed to looking at, like, even though I can't do the mitzvah now, but it shy have to be done at different times, and then maybe it in the chafsa, it's not,
still,
there's
we're
a second
sure
path.
Still, we're still not sure what defines something as a natural
path. It should be objective as opposed to subjective if it's about the chafsa. It should be objective. There are two paths here. Okay, so maybe even straighter path to explain all these answers. Any other questions? Okay, yeah, Chicago. Yes, sir.
What should everybody do on the ask about it.
Come on, what's happening for us? 10 years or 15 years before, we got similar questions. And it just happened after the event, a spoiled event in my life. Gentleman in the front passed away. He was a very well known Jew. Apparently, he was very close to the Kabbalists. And I was in a government's class, and he had to look at it. Just I wrote the whole story now.
We thought you were taking notes of it.
So, he was a tour that he had to do. And maybe he said 10 years after the event, and I said, in the day. And the gentleman passed away, lived in the Bronx. The brother knew that I lived in the Bronx. So he told me that I should take him to the person. I said, I Aaron remains the one for a few years. But I know general area where he lived, but I don't know exactly where.
Beautiful.
Island. Going to the Gemara in the hole. Part of the Gemara. Part of the Gemara.